We're joined on the phone today by actress Sophia Lillis. You might remember her from the film It that just came out a while back and a couple other things as well. But her new film, Nancy Drew and the Hidden Staircase, is out now. Hey, Sophia, how you doing today?
Doing well, thank you.
It's great to be speaking with you. Thank you so much for joining me.
Of course.
Well, let's talk about your new movie here, Nancy Drew and the Hidden Staircase. A lot of the listeners, I'm sure, are familiar with Nancy Drew, but can you tell us a bit about the movie? What are we in for?
Well, of course, you follow Nancy Drew, the character. I'm kind of part of the origin of Nancy Drew and kind of how she becomes, you know, the person we know, this kind of like this sleuth of sorts. But it's kind of how she moves into River Heights, and kind of how she how she grows from there, how she meets new friends and kind of adjusted to this new town, and kind of how she solves this mystery about the haunted house, and kind of learns how much she loves solving mysteries along the way.
Excellent. And the film is out digitally, and it'll be on Blu-ray and DVD. Were you a fan of Nancy Drew before you signed on for the film?
I've heard of her. I actually didn't really read any of her books, but I think my mom and my grandma and some aunts, my aunts and uncles have, even uncles, have read Nancy Drew. So I kind of knew about her growing up. And so after that, I kind of, they lent me their Nancy Drew books so I could read them. Now I know who Nancy Drew is, most definitely.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely a character that spanned generations and a lot of fun for families. I noticed in the trailer, you're doing some pretty fancy skateboarding. Was that something you had to master for the film?
Yeah, a lot of that was actually not me. But that was a stunt double. But yeah, no, I learned how to do some. I learned how to at least stay on the board and get out every day and kind of use this use a longboard. Kind of know how to use it. Went out into the park and everything. But I think I'm okay at skateboarding. I'm decent. I know how to stay on. Like I know how to move along and swerve. But no flips just yet.
Well, again, Nancy Drew and the Hidden Staircase is out now, and I imagine with a character like this, maybe we could see you becoming kind of a part of a franchise, maybe reprising this role a few other times down the road.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of content. There's like over 100 books, so I'm pretty sure if they do, they can definitely make a new movie.
Well, you're pretty early into your acting career, but you've already landed some pretty big roles. How has that been for you, I guess, juggling acting with, you know, school and just, you know, regular teenage stuff?
It's a little tough. Schoolwork and acting, I do have you're supposed to have a tutor on set to spend a few hours outside of work to kind of catch up with your with schoolwork, but it is hard to juggle, and it's hard to make plans with friends if in any second you can one of those days that you work in order to, you know, see your friends is going to probably be busy with working. So it's hard to make plans, that's for sure. But after I finish school, I think it's going to be a lot easier. I'm going to take a break or two just to work on acting, you know, and maybe with that I can have a less busy life.
Well, of course, like a lot of people, I first saw you in the remake of It, and I imagine that role has probably opened up a lot of doors for you. So I'm guessing you're probably going to be getting even busier here soon.
No, yeah, thank you. It did kind of jumpstart my career. That was kind of my first really big studio film. That kind of did was like a kind of a jumpstart to my job.
Well, I know the second half of that story kind of focuses more on the adult versions of your characters, but can you give us any hints on what you'll be doing in the next It film? Are you going to be involved in a lot of new scenes? Or?
It's mostly just flashbacks. We are in it a little bit. We did shoot a little bit, a few flashbacks, but we're not really in, you know, the present, because it's mostly the adult. I actually honestly don't really know a lot about it, because they kind of shot the adults and the children separately. They finished shooting the adults and then they start shooting the kids. So whenever it comes out, the premiere, that's going to be my first time ever really seeing the whole, everything.
Well, Ken, I know you were the only girl in the group for It, but in Nancy Drew and The Hidden Staircase, it's got a lot of female representation of both, you know, on screen and off the screen.
Yes, that is true. It's mostly women for the crew. There are some men, but it is mostly women. Even the director and the script supervisor and a lot of these roles that I usually see women. Usually see men were actually women on set, so it was very refreshing.
Excellent. Yeah, it's about time. I'm sure you don't need to hear me say that, but it's great that things are going that way.
Yeah.
Well, Sophia, what's next for you? Obviously, Nancy Drew just out, but do you have anything else maybe we should be looking out for?
I just finished shooting another horror film, surprise, called Gretel and Hansel, which is basically about the story of Hansel and Gretel, but the title switched. And it's more of kind of, it is kind of more of a feminist version. You kind of get to know more, it's a more twisted version of version of Hansel and Gretel, which is fun. It was really fun to shoot. And a thing that I'm starting to shoot is kind of a family drama movie called Uncle Frank, which is directed by Alan Ball, the person who did 6 Feet Under, which I actually really love that show. So it'll be fun to work with.
Awesome. Well, again, Nancy Drew and The Hidden Staircase is out now. Great speaking with you, and I'm glad I got you here early on before you become an even bigger star, and maybe I won't get a chance to speak with you again, but thank you so much.
Aw, thank you. That's so sweet. Thanks so much.
All right, you bet. Bye-bye. And again, that was Sophia Lillis, star of the film It, and also the new one, Nancy Drew and the Hidden Staircase, and that one is available now.
This is Sophia Lillis, and you're listening to The Five Count. Yeah.